Well, thank you all for being here this morning. Just very quickly, as we look at the research behind the idea of fish oil consumption and fish oil supplementation. So we'll spend a little bit of time today looking and talking about supplementation, though most of the time we try to encourage our patients to consume fish oil through actually eating fish. We're just not very successful at that. So we've looked at fish oil supplementation to see how that affects. Quickly then, our funding was provided by the Brown Foundation through Baylor University for a portion of the study and travel. And then also Life Extension were the supplements that we used, and those supplements were donated to us for this particular study. If we look then just very quickly at the idea of fish oil supplementation and inflammation, if we spent a lot of time in the past looking at end-stage renal disease or kidney failure patients, so these are patients who are on dialysis. What we don't see a lot in the research is looking at chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease, of course, the end stage is renal failure and dialysis, but prior to that, there are stages of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, and it's in those stages that we believe that there can be an intervention that might help to keep those patients from progressing to end-stage renal disease, or ESRD. And it's in that progression from CKD 1, 2, to 5 is where we're starting to look at some of our research now. There's a tremendous amount of research done in ESRD or kidney failure patients, very little that has been done looking at CKD in stages prior to dialysis or kidney failure. So most of what you see in the research is going to look at cholesterol, and we have done a lot of work in the area of cholesterol. But then, of course, as you know, a lot of times a doc student will come along and suggest some ideas, and we had a number of doctoral students who said, why don't we look at inflammation? That seems to be where a lot of the literature is going, and seems to be where we can see this really triangulation of nutritional factors, cholesterol, and inflammation. And so we began to look at not only cholesterol, but in this case, looking at inflammation and the effects that omega-3s have on inflammation, and doing that through a lot of our medical partners. So when we look at the literature in inflammation and CKD, and omega-3s, we don't see a lot of literature around, again, the stages prior to kidney failure. You can see a tremendous amount of research looking at kidney failure patients, but not, again, at CKD. So the purpose of our study in this particular case was looking at three inflammatory markers. Most of the time in clinical practice, you're going to see what's called CRP that's measured. That's a standard profile, a very inexpensive way to look at inflammation. What we're looking at is something a little bit different in what we call IL-6, IL-1 beta, and TNF-alpha, or tumor necrosis factor alpha. And so these are less readily available in clinical practice. And so we're looking at ones that not only we think might be indicative of heart disease, indicative of disease states and processes that occur in CKD patients, but also ones that are not readily available in clinical practice, which we think would help enhance clinical practice. So again, that's what we looked at, was IL-1 beta, IL-6, and TNF-alpha over an 8-week period. So this was a double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled trial, and essentially what we did is had patients that were CKD patients that came to see their physicians, their treating physicians, and these physicians then would recruit for us and did so by, one, they would do first, of course, a physical exam and a cardiovascular disease type of exam to make sure that they were eligible for the study, and then inform them, of course, as normal, the idea that we wanted them to be a participant in the study, and if they would be randomized either into a placebo, which was safflower oil, or into the omega-3 fatty acid group. And it was, again, it was done through a randomized and a double-blind procedure where the physician did not know and the patient did not know whether they were in the placebo or the fish oil. So it was over an 8-week period, and we measured pretest. We looked at weight, blood pressure, heart rate, to look at pretest differences, also to look at gender and ethnicity, to be able to look at some covariates that might be important in our analysis. And then we also did a side effects questionnaire. A lot of times with fish oil supplementation, especially at the dose that we looked at, there can be some side effects that go along with that, and we wanted to make sure that those that were taking it were safe. And then we asked after a 12-hour fast. They donated 50 milliliters of blood at pretest and at post-test. And one of the limitations that we'll talk about here in just a little bit is that we didn't regulate or control diet, in that we asked patients to come in, continue to eat as they have. We had a diet log to make sure that we could see over time they continued to eat the way they normally did. We also wanted, again, the idea of, when you look at nutritional studies, the idea of free living people, right? We can constrict diet, make it very unique and different, but in reality that doesn't happen. So with free living people, as we call it in nutritional studies, is they were able to follow and continue on the diet they had been on previously. They also would stay on their medication regimen that the physician prescribed for them. So we'll see in a little bit too that those two factors then sometimes can be challenging when we're trying to find significant differences or at least changes in general. We had them then consume 2.4 grams of fish oil each day. As you'll notice, that typically it's EPA and DHA are within fish oil that are the ingredients that can make a difference in inflammation and lipids. And so it was 1,400 milligrams and 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA respectively. So it was about a little over 1.5 times the one and a half times the recommended dose that you'll see for fish oil consumption. So it was what we call a moderate dose. In some of the literature, they might call it a high dose. But it was, again, beyond what is normally recommended. And then the same amount. They took two capsules twice a day over two meals. They could choose breakfast, lunch, dinner. But as long as at two meals, they had two soft gel pills that they took. And placebo, again, was safflower oil research. Safflower oil is used routinely, does not seem to have anti-inflammatory effects, even though you'll see that our results suggest that something may have happened in the placebo group. But they also took two pills twice a day at two meals of their choice. And of course, then pretest, post-test, at baseline and 8 weeks, we measured our inflammatory cytokines. So if we look, if we look at just very quickly at pretest differences, there were none in terms of statistically significant differences. Our sample size was 31. We had 14 in the placebo, 17 in the fish oil. If you know anything about the idea of p-values and looking for significant differences in small sample sizes, it's difficult to find statistically significant differences. In large samples, it's easy to find that. So effect size is where we hang our hat many times in looking at a smaller study such as this one. But if you'll notice, when we look at females, there were, even though it was not statistically significant, there was a smaller number of females in our placebo group. And then if we look at ethnic or racial differences, there were none. Statistically, it was not significant. And we also looked to see that pretest differences, there were no differences, real differences. We look also then at stages of kidney failure. Notice that stage 5 is where we see folks then begin to have to start dialysis. So we did have one participant who was not on dialysis yet. Normally you have a diagnosis of stage 5, which means you need to begin dialysis, but there's a delay before that dialysis begins. Many times it's just the idea of availability, which clinic are they going to go to, which dialysis unit, and when will they begin treatment. So we did have one, though we wanted to screen to have just 2 through 4, we did have one that was a stage 5 CKD, which means kidney failure, complete kidney failure. You'll notice then statistically there was no differences in age between fish oil and placebo. Though statistically there were no differences, we did see some real differences in that our placebo group tended to weigh a little more and tended to have a larger waist circumference. All right, so this is kind of the meat of what we're talking about this morning. If we look, one, to tell you that it is a very mixed result with this study. As you know, researchers, we always like to see something that's clean and easy to explain, and this study has none of that. So we looked, and you'll see then that there were no pretest or post-test differences with TNF-alpha, though in a little bit we're going to look at some graphs that will suggest there were some things there that were occurring that may not be statistically significant, but effect sizes tell us something different. Then we also saw pretest differences at IL-6, and there's an explanation that comes with that that we'll see in just a second. And then we saw some post-test differences in IL-1 beta. So if we look first at TNF-alpha, noticing there were no statistically significant differences, but the first thing you'll notice, and this is supported in the literature, is that inflammatory cytokines went up in every one that we looked at. Each of the inflammatory cytokines went up with fish oil or placebo, with the exception of TNF-alpha and the placebo group. So the placebo group, TNF-alpha, was the only one that saw a decrease in an inflammatory cytokine at post-test. If you look at the literature, even those literature that has found significant differences with the use of fish oil, there was still a graded increase in inflammatory cytokines. In other words, though there was an effect, many times it was less of an increase in the fish oil group as opposed to the placebo group. And we had that generally across the board with the exception of this one particular inflammatory cytokine. So you'll notice that there were pretest clinical differences, and you notice the lighter gray is our pretest, the darker gray is the post-test, and then you can see the fish oil group on the left and the placebo group on the right. So you see real differences in pretest levels of TNF-alpha, though not significantly different. And then you see real differences at post-test. This was the only one of the three cytokines that we looked at that showed a difference in the placebo group. So the placebo group decreased in TNF-alpha over that 8-week period. We looked then at IL-6, and we can see that there were pretest differences in IL-6, which we can see at 10.1 and 16.6. But what was interesting is this follows the pattern that we see a lot in the literature around inflammation and fish oil in chronic kidney disease patients, is that there was a change in those inflammatory cytokines, both. So they both increased in the amount of systemic inflammation, but it was a smaller increase, again, in our fish oil group. Not significantly different statistically, but an effect size that was moderate. So this moderate effect size, again, suggests that there is something of note, something noteworthy to look at in this particular cytokine of IL-6. We will notice then also that this difference at pretest, 14.1 to 22.8, is, again, a moderate effect size and is of clinical significance. So what this suggests, at least in this group, is that over time, 8 weeks of fish oil supplementation may help to decrease the amount of increase, if that's the way to say it. So a smaller increase in inflammatory cytokines over time. It would be nice if we could see a decrease over time, but again, in clinical practice, again, this is working with MDs, I'm a PhD, so I take all this based on their advice, but MDs are in kidney failure patients. It is very difficult to find any sort of medication or alternative type medication that will help control cholesterol and inflammation. The comorbid conditions with kidney failure patients, essentially they're the sick of the sick, the sick of the sickest. And that's why we like to work with CKD and ESRD patients, because this is a patient population that we can make a significant difference in their quality of life and their medical outcomes. About 20% of their patient population will die every single year. So when you talk to nephrologists, they're looking for anything that will help and will help to improve the quality of life as well as longevity in their patients. So when we see something like this, that demonstrates that there was an increase in cytokines in both groups, but it was a smaller increase in our fish oil group, then that's one that clinics, physicians say is a clinical finding that's of importance to them. And of course, with all research, then warrants further study, right? We looked then at IL-1 beta. IL-1 beta is where we saw our significant post-test difference. And if we look again very quickly so we can wrap up, if we look at pretest, they were not significantly different, but certainly real differences. But we look again, an increase in inflammatory cytokines in this IL-1 beta in both groups, but it was a smaller increase in our fish oil group. So very quickly, our limitations, of course, we had a small sample size. We saw clinical differences. We did not see many statistically significant differences of note, but effect sizes were moderate all across the board, suggesting there are some changes that are of note. Compliance, we had a low compliance rate in this particular study, which we always do. We look at what's called pill count and stress the importance of pill count and telling us the truth. We control for that statistically, which is a normal practice. A number of comorbid conditions, so they have a number of pills that they take every single day, so we always run into the concern of pill fatigue. The length of the study was 8 weeks. Most of our studies have been 6 months in length. This was a new study in the area of inflammation, so we limited it to 8 weeks. We didn't want to make big mistakes over 6 months. We wanted to make big mistakes over 8 weeks. And then no dietary restrictions, but we had a diet log that we followed. So all inflammatory cytokines increased over time in both the placebo and fish oil, except for TNF-alpha in the placebo group, which kind of goes along with the literature. There continues to be increases even when using fish oil. No effects of note in TNF-alpha and IL-6, except we did have a clinical difference in the placebo at TNF-alpha, which was lower, which again is very difficult to explain. And then significant differences in IL-1 beta, which was a smaller increase over time. So the bottom line for the study, it's very, very mixed. The results were mixed. But there may be, again, some effects associated with omega-3 fatty acid supplementation, fish oil supplementation, over 8 weeks in inflammatory cytokines. We see it routinely, regularly in cholesterol. Inflammation is a little bit more mixed. Okay.
Thank you.